these together. Ready to start?
Yes.
Okay. Be'ezer Hashem, today we were doing the halachos of Kriya. Kriya for an Avel, the relevant Gemara, which is the second Gemara in your booklet, is the Gemara on the Chav Dalid Aleph that tells us the requirement of Kriya, which actually comes from just Parshios that we've done previously, and that is Amar Rav Tachlifa Baravimi, about 10 lines on top, Amar Shmuel, Avol Shalo Para Vishalo Pireim, Chayev Misa, Shenema Roshechem Al Tifro, Uvigdechem Lo Sifromo. Lo Sifromo, Lefrom, it means to tear. So, leaving aside what it means to Lefroa et Harosh, where that's not today's topic, that's the issue of Atifas Harosh. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Aaron on the loss that he should be an exception to the rule, that a Kohen Gadol is an exception to the rule, he should not tear. However, everybody else does tear. And Ad Kedei Kach, the Pasuk says that the Tzivu of Aaron was Velosam Sifromu, that he says, Hashem says, Velosam Musu, you won't pass away. Tosas raises the possibility, wait a second, so Chazal are saying the following, Aaron HaKohen isn't supposed to Velosam Musu, but a regular Avel is supposed to do Kriya. The Gemara in other places, on Daf Chavav, says that David HaMelech did Kriya. And we learn out halachos from David HaMelech's Kriya. We have in Shmuel Beis, when his child was dying. It's an interesting question, exactly when did David do Kriya in that instance. But either way, the Gemara learns out halachos of Kriya from these two events. And there is a chiyuv for an avel to do Kriya. And Tosas takes seriously, maybe an avel who doesn't do Kriya is going to be chayiv misa. Tosas in the Brasva Acher, because the case is that Aaron HaKohen won't die if he doesn't do Kriya. Everybody else needs to do Kriya. Maybe everybody else who needs to do Kriya will also have a Chiyuv Misa. So Tosfos Dibur HaMaskil HaAcher says, makes 2 points, and this is how we paskin. The Chiyuv Kriya is the Rabbanan, even though we're going to see that in regards to Kriya, there are instances that we're more machmir in Hilchos Kriya than in Hilchos Avelos. Nevertheless, the halacha is that it's a din de Rabbanan, it's a smach de Balma, and therefore there isn't a chiyuv of misa, chas v'chalila, if an avel is not korea, but he does have a mitzvah of kriya. We're going to see that the Gemara says that this mitzvah is outside of the halacha of avelos. How far outside this is from Hilchos Avelos will be a discussion. The Gemara Chavav says that kriya l'chud va'avelos l'chud, the nafkamina, as I mentioned, or alluded to, is we have a general rule, hilchasa kemekel ba'avel, that we follow the lenient opinion when it comes to hilchas avelos. This is a collector's item. It is one of the few places where, in Psak, the Chacham Avadya Zatzal does not follow the words of Shulchan Aruch. If you will have a lenient opinion, so then in such a case we follow the lenient one, ad kedei kach, that even if we find the lenient opinion, it's well known, the Chacham Avadya was not zaz, didn't move from the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, but this is a rule, hilchasa kemekel ba'avel. However, the Gemara says that in regards to Kriya, we don't necessarily say that, we don't always follow the lenient opinion, and there are differences between the Durabonon of Avelos and the Durabonon of Kriya, but nevertheless, this is a din Durabonon. The nature of this Durabonon, as we're going to see towards the beginning of Shin Mem, requires the Kriya to be done at a particular time. And this will introduce us to both the Lamdos of Kriya, that I will throw out to you without being able to develop the entire theme, as well as a very important Halacha L'maisa discussion to this day, that there are different customs. The Gemara, 2 lines from the wide, on Chav Dalet Amar Aleph, tells us, it's kedai to go through that whole Gemara from which we had started, from 10 lines from the top, Amar V'Tachlifa, through 2 lines up from the wide, where the Gemara says, Kol kera she'eno b'shas chimum, eino kera. That if the Avel is not feeling the heat of the loss, then it's not considered a Kriya. La halacha, Kriya needs to be done b'shas chimum, literally a heat, but of course we know that means the passion. Here, the passion of loss. The Gemara tells us of something very, very powerful. When it comes to losing one's Rebbe or a Talmud Chacham, so then when you say over the Torah of that Talmud Chacham, the sense of loss is so palpable, it's so powerful, then that would also be Bishas Chimum as well. Very, very powerful Gemara about the what one feels. That's this idea that when you say over one's Torah, the person becomes alive. Sofos tovos bekaver. He's right there with you. So that becomes the Shas Chimum Mamish. Okay? So this is a very important klal. This is the klal that we will start with, which is towards the beginning of our simen. And that is that the kriya has to be done b'shas chimum. Tesis and Dibar Maskel v'chol kera ask the following kasha. Nira dahada amar le'il. Mishin is damen lo chaluk b'soch shiva. What happens if a person doesn't own a garment? We're going to see all the way, if we don't get to see it, let me say it right now, all the way at the end of the simen, there is a discussion about someone who knows that they're about to tear kriya. However, this appears in Sif Lamedalid. However, they don't have their own garment. What if it's an ani that doesn't have his own garment? So then in such a case, there are two options. Either he could borrow it from an individual and ask Rashus to tear Kriya. Again, this is someone who knows that his relative is a Goses, and he asks his relative to tear Kriya. Or in Sif Lamedalid, the Poskim discussed, the Shach and others, that if he doesn't get Rishus, or he doesn't ask Rishus, he should not tear Kriya. A, because he's going to be a Gazlan. B, is if he tears Kriya in such a case, he's going to be over, and Avera will be a mitzvah, Hababa Avera, he won't even be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kriya. So an individual who doesn't have a garment, even if he's wearing a shirt, if it's not his own shirt, he's Pater from Kriya. He doesn't do Kriya. Halacha lemaisa, we're going to discuss this. A soldier, this was very much on the forefront of Rav Nevensal's mind today, a soldier who chas v'chalila loses a comrade in battle, if according to halacha we're going to see that if someone is around b'shas yitzias neshama, so then in such a case, then there is a mitzvah of kriya, but he would not tear his uniform because the uniform doesn't belong to him. If I'm not mistaken, Michael, you return the uniform, right?
Yeah, but if you're allowed to take credit.
Oh, so no, so then you would need rishus. It's not yours. It's not yours yet until...
You have rishus to buy it.
You do have rishus, but now you haven't. You have to buy it first, and then you would be able to, unless the provision in the army is different. But if it doesn't belong to him, he's not going to have mitzvah kriya. Nachzar l'inyanenu to Tosas. Tosas, we'll get back to this soldier. Tosas discusses, over here in Dibar Maskel v'chol kera, Tosas asks the following kasha. Wait a second, if the halacha is that someone who's korea, it has to be done b'shas chimum. The Gemara tells us on the Chafan Beis, Mishes damen lo chaluk b'soch shevta, afo b'sheinu shas chimum. So then in such a case, the halacha is that he does kriya then. So Tosis has two answers. Shema dafke kugon shekara kvar, v'ocha mayri b'shelo kara adayin, inami kugon she'en lo chaluk b'shar rishona, chayiv l'kroa k'shiyelo, afilu shelo b'shas chimum. I want to focus on Tosis' inami. Tosis suggests, the second teretz, Tosis suggests that we're talking, einach inami, that when it comes to someone who doesn't have a beged, in such an instance, he was stuck, and then he would, b'dieved, he tears even shelo b'shas chimum. This is Tosis' second teretz.
B'toch sheva.
Right. What's Tosis? Let's analyze. Wait a second. Even though it wasn't Shas Chimum, in such a case, he's going to tear even though it's Shas Chimum. How could it possibly be that he's going to tear even though it's not Shas Chimum? So one could suggest possibly that Tosis is alluding to the fact that there are two conceptual ways one could understand the mitzvah of Kriya. What's the mitzvah of Kriya? Is the mitzvah of Kriya a mitzvah for a person to tear b'shas hashmua? That's the mitzvah, and that's what the Gemara seems to say, kol kera she'enu b'shas chimum, eino kera. The mitzvah is to tear b'shas chimum. Or there's another mitzvah in regards to Kriya, and that is that an avel is supposed to wear a beged karua. Even if he wasn't Mekayim Mitzvah 1, it could very well be that he's going to be Mekayim Mitzvah 2. So Tosfos is alluding to the idea that it's possible that even though the Gemara says kol keresh lo b'shas chimum, you weren't mekayim the maisa kriya, maybe there's another halacha that toch shiva avel is supposed to wear a beged karua. This chakira I heard from Rabbi Braunschweigel. I can't elaborate now too much. The Rav discussed this, even though I don't believe it's in the Shurei Arav. I didn't see it in the Shurei Arav, but the Rav discussed this in other sugyas, Hakareya Bechamoso, Sugya Makos, the Sugya in Shabbos, Kufei. These are two components that could possibly be in regards to the mitzvah of Korea. In regards to the application of it, there's a very, very basic application to this Chakira, how it fits back into the Tosos, and how it's going to line up Halacha L'maisa, I leave it for the Avrichim to develop. But at the end of the day, there is a very important Halacha in regards to the distinction between Kriya La'ovi V'imo and Kriya in regards to other relatives. In Shin Mem Sif Yudalit, the halacha is, I'll call Mason Rotza Korea Biyat. The ratio is not important for us right now. The safe I'll go to right away. I'll ovi the imo. Im machlich to sheva Korea. Kola begodim shumachlif. Ein machel olam. However, when it comes to kola Mason, im bola hachlif to sheva yamim machlif ve'ena Korea. I started with ovi the imo and then I went to shar Mason. By other the emo, if a person tore kriya, but they changed their shirt, so then in such a case, the halacha is they have to tear again, they have to wear another shirt, toch shiva. In other words, on other the emo, there's a mitzvah not only to be korea b'shas chimum, but there is a mitzvah for them to wear a beged karua kol shiva. When it comes to shar krovin, so then the mitzvah is to tear, and one wears, as long as one is wearing that beged, one is wearing a beged karua. But if the individual decides to change that beged, so then in such a case, there isn't a chiyuv to be korea. In terms of halacha lemaisa, it's very interesting. The Pnei Baruch does mention, and it's very interesting that people don't seem to follow the simple halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The simple halacha in Shulchan Aruch is really that on a brother or a sister, there isn't a chiyuv to wear the beged karua the whole time. I don't recall ever going to a Beis Avel and seeing an Avel not wearing a beged karua. And the answer for that question is that because in the Pnei Baruch, it doesn't say that. It's in Shulchan Aruch, that's the halacha. The Pnei Baruch doesn't say. Why does the Pnei Baruch say it? Because there is a Me'iri that says that there is a custom for the Avel even by Shar Krovin, which isn't the simple halacha. This is based on Gemaras that the Mechaber is coming from. At the end of the day, this is a fundamental chakir in regards to Kriya, that Kriya has to be done b'shas chimum, and then yesh lachkor if there's a mitzvah to wear a beged karua. And I want to suggest that maybe Tosfos is talking about Misha ein lo, so then in such a case, ein achanami, he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah of Kriya b'shas chimum, but he might have another halacha to wear a beged karua. There's another way of explaining Tosfos. There are other ways of explaining Tosfos, but this might be one of the issues that Tosfos is raising. Nachzor l'inyonenu lahalacha. Says the Mechaber, now we'll go a little bit kiseder. In Simin Shin Mem Sif Aleph. Mi shemeis lo meis. Vuhu mea meisim sheroui lis'abel aleim. There's a relationship between Avelos and Kriya, that everybody will agree, because there's only a chiyuv of Kriya when it comes to relatives who are ro'ui l'sa'abel aleim, even though we're going to see there are many other instances where there's a mitzvah to be korea. But when it comes to relatives, there's a relationship between who you're misabel and who you're korean. Chayiv l'kro alav. You need to tear Kriya. V'tzarech shikra mu'umad v'imkara miyushav. Lo yatsa. Let's deal first with this halacha that mesim sheroy l'sabalem chayiv l'kra. There is a chiyuv for one to be korea. Sif aleph, shin mem sif aleph. When does one do kriya? There's a chiyuv to do kriya. When do you have to do kriya? When is there a chiyuv to do kriya? So here, the Ramah adds, skipping right now the Miyushev part, ulechatchila tzarech lekroa kodim sheyistom pnei hames. Lechatchila, the kriya should be done prior to when the pnei hames is going to be, when the pnei hames is going to be covered. Says the Shach, Sifkat and Gimel, ule'il simin shin lamitesif gimel nispar, dikishemagia l'dayin ha'emes, koreya ha'avel. That first the avel makes the bracha of dayin ha'emes, and then he tears kriya. So let's take a look at shin lamites siv gimel. Says the Mechaber, omrim tzidek hadin im yitzias neshama, ukishemagil adayna emes korea ha'evel. What's the Shach doing over here? What the Shach is doing is the following. The Shach is saying that even though in Siv Gimel it says that Tziduk Hadin, which we'll discuss another time, is said with at the time of yitzias neshama, and one makes the bracha when he reaches the end of the bracha, so then in such a case, he's Korea. Says the Shach, that moment, the Ramah is claiming, continues up until Sheyistom Pnei Hames. What's Yistom Pnei Hames? Look at the words of the Ramah. Yistom Pnei Hames, the Ramah's words are, the mace's face is covered. What does the Shach add? The Shach adds one word, bekever. The Shach adds bekever. The Ramah that we have in front of us says that it's at the moment of Yitzias Neshama, and then what the Chevra Kedisha does, no one should do this on their own, because one has to verify for sure that the Nifter is entirely dead. We're playing with Shvichas Damim. The halacha is that one is not supposed to touch the body when the individual is in a state of goses. However, what eventually the Chevra Kedisha does is they close the eyes of the Niftar. So the simple reading of the Ramah is Sheyistom Pnei Hames at that moment. The Shach says that moment extends up until Yistom Pnei Hames Bekever, that it's done up until the Kever. Hence, there is room, according to the Halacha, the way the Shach expands the Ramah, that one could say Dayin HaEmes and Kriya could be done up until the Kvura. So it would seem that what the Shach is adding is that Shas Chimum extends all the way through up until Kvura. And hence, the Minig is in many places that many Onanim do not do Kriya, and if you'll notice many times that if you're at a Levaya, the Chevra Kedisha, the last Levaya that Natan and I were at, so that the Avelim did not tear Kriya until the Chevra Kedisha took out the Niftar. Generally here in Eretz Yisrael, we're going to see that the Kriya for a woman is done in a way that's more tsanua than for a man. In Eretz Yisrael, generally they do the Kriya in a private area with the woman, and the Kriya that's done with the men is done in public. And then Kriya takes place. All that's prior to Kvura. The Gesher HaChayim, even though we pointed out that it fits well into the Shach, in other words, it's if you read the words of the Ramah, and we saw that the Kriya has to be done b'shas chimum, the Shach expanded the words of the Ramah. The Gesher HaChayim is bothered by why it is that in many cases the Kriya is only done by the Chevra Kedisha. The Gesher HaChayim appears right after the Gemara on the bottom of page Nun Vav. I start with Oz Vav. Umidina tzrichin lekro levarech miyad sheroa o shomea ha-misa k'nemuchach sha'akriya v'abrocha hi b'shas misa o b'shas ha-yediya. So really, Maker Dedina, it should be done at that time. Skipping down at Ptira. Skipping down, says the Gefer Shavachayim, Ulam po ba'aretz v'sakosh v'harbe kilos b'chutzaros nogin shavin kol mvarchin abrocha kodim shemotzin es hameis min habayis. prior to when they take out the house. For some, it's even done after kfura. After kfura is quite difficult from what we saw from the shach. And nowadays, the bayis is not the bayis, the hospital or where the mace was, but rather is the area in which the chevra kedisha is with the body immediately after tahara, and then the mace is taken out. So that's when they do the kriya often. It says the Geshur HaChaim, v'chakarti v'sha'alti ha'makor min egzeh, v'lo shamati pitron yisadi. What the Geshur HaChaim is bothered by is at the end of the day, we saw that kriya is supposed to be done b'sha'as chimum, and kriya is done, we saw from the Ramah plus Siv Gimel and Shin Lamites, it's done with Yitzias Neshama. It's done at the moment of Yitzias Neshama. So then the question is, why do people postpone the kriya? So on page Nun Zayin, the Geshur HaChaim attempts to justify the minug that some do. He says, number one, Aleph, three lines on the top, Yitachen, and this makes a lot of sense. The first reason is Mishum Shelo Akol Bekim Bedine HaKriya. Val Pi Ro B'Shas Yitzias Neshama Yeshna Rakrovim. It says, number one, there are many people that don't know Hilchos Kriya. It seems to me that this is one of the primary reasons, as I'll elaborate shortly, that generally people were told to wait for afterwards because there are many, many halachos in Kriya that people are not aware of. So therefore, someone who didn't learn Simin Shin Mem just won't know how to do Kriya in an appropriate way. That's one reason. Number two, Odef Shalomar, Gamitam Shechafetim Shachir Miaschilu Bekriyas Beged Ha'Avelim. We're going to see that there are some who say that the Kriya should be begun by others. So they waited for the Chevra Kedisha who knew how to begin that Kriya, and that was number two. Odef Shalomar Mishum Sha'az Bizman Asasmes Kfarin Skapsu Kol Avelim Sham B'Makom. Or for some reason they wait for all of Avelim. That's a little bit hard to understand why one would wait for all the Avim. This is the three reasons that the Geshur HaChaim gives, and that's why in the Pnei Baruch, again, the Pnei Baruch, even though he's a tremendous malakid, every once in a while, you won't get a full picture of the sugya. The Sefer is a fantastic Sefer. Of course, in art school, it's the morning in Halacha. You won't get often the full picture. And he gives it as a davar pashut that generally the Kriya is done, as the Geshur HaChaim brings down, at the place of the Levaya, usually before the Hespedim. However, there are not everyone agrees with this approach. There's some who say no, that Mi'ikur Dedina, the Kriya should be done B'Shas Yitzias Neshama. Rav Nevensal Shlita, that's what he told me as well, that the Kriya should be done B'Shas Yitzias Neshama. It's a simple reading of the Sugya. What was suggested by the Geshur HaChaim was clearly due to public policy, it would seem to me, that there are many instances where the Avelim do not know how to do Kriya, but if it's someone who learned the Halachos, it would seem that as the Gemara speaks about Shas Yitzias Neshama, and the Gemara says it's a Kera B'Shas Chimum. The one thing that Rav Miller Shlita added, Rav Miller taught it as the Geshur HaChaim, that generally it's done before Kvura. Rav Miller added that the Pshat and the Shach is quite clear at the same time, and that is that there's no question that at the time that the Avelim come together and the Nifter is brought out, so then that could be a very, very poignant time as well, and that could be a time of Shas Chimum as well. So there is room, a lot of room to argue that it's B'Shas Chimum, even though the Gemara speaks about Kriya B'Shas Yitzias Neshama, and that is the if you will, the Lechatchila from the Dina de Talmud, Nohara Pashtei U'Pashtei. There are different minhagim of when kriya is done. Yes.
What about a time between the shas itzias neshama and let's say the levaya? Let's say you're the rabbi, they call you. They didn't
right, and they didn't know the halacha.
Should you at that point wait till the
right,
levaya?
Right. So my understanding from Rav Miller was that in such a case it would be recommended to wait, and it makes a lot of sense because it could very well be that the shas chimum will be most poignant at the Levaya itself. If it's someone who says that they want to do Kriya, then it would seem to me that the closer it is to Shas Yitzias Neshama, and as someone who knows the Halacha, and someone who's feeling the Shas Chimum, so then in such a case, the that's the manner that it should be done. It should be done as close as possible to Shas Yetzias Neshama.
What do you think the bracha? The bracha dynamis?
So the bracha is made immediately prior, and then the
prior to the creation.
Yes, correct. That's just a lashon and mechaber. Omrim tzidik hadinim yetzias neshama k'shmiya daina emes korea ha'avel. That's in Shin Lamed Tes Gimel.
You say the bracha first, and then you grip, or you say half the bracha when you get
No.
So you wait till you finish the bracha.
No, the bracha is finished, and then the kriya is done. We mentioned
Once he hears the news or sees witnessing it.
What's that?
Isn't a chiyot
tevar? That's right.
When you witness this, it's
Nachon, that's you. I believe that it became a minug for the for the amonam. If a person would ask me lechatchila, I would say that at b'shas ma'isa, if a person's feeling the shas chimum, so then in such a case that would be the time to make dynamis. I just want to add, of course, the bracha of dynamis is done b'shem u'malchus for a karo vaday. I'd just like to also add that the bracha, and I follow this, that the bracha of dayina emes is not just stam ha-melitza like we say Baruch Hashem. Maybe we should think about when we say Baruch Hashem too. Baruch dayina emes is a real bracha. And the bracha is done b'shem u'malchus. Baruch ato Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam dayina emes. And therefore, if chas v'chalila, a person hears about a p'tira that affects them, doesn't need to be a karov, doesn't need to be a rebbe, rabbi muvak, that we're going to see that there's a chiv of kriya, but the bracha, l'niyaz daiti, should be made b'shem u'malchus. Obviously, this information has to be taught appropriately. It's not just tam, that we say brachas left and right, but at the same time, the bracha of dynamis is the bracha Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Dayon HaEmes. Person you don't know well, so then the custom has become to say Baruch Dayon HaEmes. But it's a real bracha, and that's Siduk Adin that I told you I don't want to get into right now. But it's a real. The bracha is supposed to be said with kavana. It's one of the most powerful brachas that exists. Yeah.
The two have to go together. Meaning, let's say a person knew the halacha, they have to say the bracha Dayon HaEmes, but didn't know the halacha.
The custom generally is to have both of them done together. I would say that an individual who's not sure how to do kriya, best that individual wait for rabbinic guidance and do both of them together. But if the individual made the bracha of dayina emes, then they didn't do anything wrong. And if they're waiting for someone to teach them the halachas of kriya, then that's fine. Yeah.
Right, so how can a morning make the bracha?
It's a great question. That's a great question. That seems to be, and it's an exception to the rule. Yesh la'ayin. It's an exception to the rule. In general, Onin does not make a bracha. It's very interesting to note that the lashon is im yitzias neshama. The tziduk adin is done im yitzias neshama.
It's
going
to be connected to the mace also.
What's that?
It's connected to
the kavanah mace. Yeah. Yeah, one could argue. Yeah. Yes, Ami.
Why an onim doesn't make a bracha on the kriya itself, which could theoretically be a mitzvah.
Right.
They wouldn't say asher kitshanu because...
We don't make any brachas, though, on Yehu Ge'avels. It's interesting, we don't make any brachas. Yeah. Okay, let's talk about how we do kriya. So Pischei Tshuva and Sifkatan Aleph says something controversial that and to this day, it's something that is on my mind in terms of halacha l'maisa. And that is something that the Geshe Rachaim made reference to. He quotes the Mari Malko that says that kriya should be done actually by somebody else. And hence, to this day, you'll notice that sometimes the Chevra Kedisha will do the kriya, they'll do the kriya for the person. Where did the Mari Malko get this notion? So Mari Malko got it from the idea that it's mispayish mimenu. V'ika akmas nefesh tfei. In other words, the avil hits a low point where someone has beaten him up so bad that someone else comes along and tears his beged. That Mari Malko felt that was another poignant expression of avelus. However, this is not pashut at all. This is not pashut that the kriya should be done al yidei acher. In fact, it's mefurish that the Aruch HaShulchan strongly disagrees with this. The Aruch HaShulchan I have for you later on. I would say it's right after a page of the Pnei Baruch. By the way, just in terms of pagination of the Pnei Baruch, the Pnei Baruch's prakim are different than the morning in halacha, but the ha'aros are exactly the same. So if I write to you, I have at home the English edition, and Yeshiva has the Hebrew edition. So if I write to you the perek will be off, but the ha'ara will be the exact, will be the exact ha'ara. So right after the Pnei Baruch, you have the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan at the end of Sifkat and Yud Beis, the last two lines of Sifkat and Yud Beis, says, Beferish, Mikol Makom Tzarechu Lachto Ba'atzmo V'lo Al Yedei Achirim. He should be tearing the Kriya. It says, Vayikra David. David tore Kriya. So it's a little bit of a question. The Mari Malko is not based on a Gemara. It seems to be based on some custom. But the Aruch HaShulchan says the Kriya should be done. The Aruch HaShulchan is at the end of Sifkat and Yud Beis, right on the top in the first column, and says that the Kriya should be done by himself. If you look at the page right before in the Pnei Baruch, on Ha'ara Lamed Zayin, in the Hebrew edition, it's Simen Aleph Lamed Zayin. In the Hebrew English edition, it's chapter Vav Lamed Zayin. Either way, Lamed Zayin, just the Hilchos Kriya, they put in different order. So over there, the Pnei Baruch explains that there are many who argue, the Tshuvas Beis Yehuda and others, that's mitzvah bo yosem bishlucha. The mitzvah should be done by himself. How does the Pnei Baruch conclude? He suggests the following. He suggests that the minug should be that the Chevra Kedisha should start the Kriya, and the rest of the Kriya, which has to be done for a Tefach, for Shar Krovim, and for Aviv Imo, which what's referred to as Achi Galaliba, which we'll get to Be'ezer Hashem shortly. So then he says that's the way to do it. So that's the way of being Mekayim, if you will, both the Pischei Tshuva as well as the simple reading of the halacha. I'd just like to add that one needs to be careful. That it should be done by the other, by the onen. In other words, what's happened, unfortunately, is that the Chevra Kedisha has taken over and they do the whole Kriya. So it could very well be that, according to the Tshuvas Beis Yehuda, they argue that they didn't really do the Maisa Kriya. So the Kriya should be done by the Avel itself. So if you're a Rav and you're watching, you should tell the Avel to do the Kriya itself. Yes?
What if someone doesn't wait for the Chevra Kedisha?
And he did the Kriya on their own?
Does he
so then... That's the custom. The custom would be, that was why the Gesher HaChaim says that they used to wait for the Chevra Kedisha because the Chevra Kedisha would start it. We're going to see also that there is the way to start it and to where to cut and so on and so forth. So
but
those are things that...
Someone didn't wait, so then they should do it themselves. They should wait for someone.
Right. I don't think it's Ma'ake. The Mari Malko, the source is not so clear where the Mari Malko was coming from, but this is a way where, like in Halacha, we try to be Yotzei the deos as much as possible. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, no, it's Havada done Ali De'atzman, the Beis Yehuda has a good point. Okay, how does one do Kriya? I'm just following Be'ez HaShem, the outline that we have in front of us. How does one do Kriya? So that is in Sif Yud Beis. We have the following. The Mechaber writes, Al Kol HaRet Mesim Im Rotza Meniach Sfas HaBeged Shleima. When it comes to Shar Mesim, so then in such a case, there isn't a chiyuv to tear into two parts, which means the following. If a person tears, we'll talk about tearing a jacket shortly, but let's say a person is tearing a shirt, so then in such a case, the tear doesn't have to start from the edge of the shirt. When it comes to a Shar Krovim, if they would tear over here, Me'ikr Dedina, that would be acceptable. The minig today is to tear the edge, would be to the hem, thank you, would be from the hem down. However, when it comes to Aviv Imo, Tzarech L'Kroa Kol HaSafa, it needs to be, the hem has to be torn down. Now, the Kriya is not supposed to be done horizontally, it's supposed to be done vertically, and we're going to see more about the halachas. The reason why, that even though Me'ikr Dedina, one does not need to tear, you won't see many people not tearing from the hem because of the parentheses. I'm very wary about saying Ramah. More and more I've come to believe that the parentheses often are the shach in Yoredeya. here and there. Someone needs to do research who it is in our Chaim. But the parentheses over here, I wasn't talking about this case, but many cases I've noticed in our limud together, it's the Shach. And that's the minog that we don't differentiate in that regard. So it needs to be, the tier needs to be from the edge, not supposed to be done horizontally, it's supposed to be done down. The poskim also point out that when it comes to tearing a jacket, we'll discuss whether a jacket needs to be torn altogether. When it comes to tearing the jacket, some people make the mistake and they tear the lapel. It could very well be that some poskim argue that the lapel, this the Pnei Baruch has in Arichus, that the lapel is not called the beged. How do you look at the lapel? So there's a, if you will, it's a chakira in the lapel. What is the purpose of a lapel? Is the lapel there for somehow it makes the jacket look nicer? It's always fascinating how garments began. Everybody knows how ties began, right? Ties were originally a bib that were worn to fancy dinners. And then eventually people wore it to fancy dinners and they stopped using it as a bib. So anyhow, how a lapel came into the world is a separate discussion, but maybe this is how. Originally a lapel was that you lifted it up to cover your neck. So, but today, how many people lift up their lapels? So therefore, some poskim say that the lapel is ornamental. That was the word I was looking for. The lapel is ornamental, and therefore, if they tore only the lapel, they would not be mekayim. And if you take a look at Talmid HaChachamim, when unfortunately they tear kriya, so then the tear goes beyond the lapel; it goes all the way down. Now, if you notice, I've been on my left side. That depends on who the kriya is for, as we're going to get to shortly. What about changing one's begadim? So that we saw is a nafkamina. In other words, so a person tore kriya. Is he allowed to change his beged afterwards? So that we have... we've discussed earlier. And then there's another issue, and that is, as we mentioned also earlier, if the beged is not yours, you're not allowed to tear. You're not allowed to tear if the beged doesn't belong to you. That's in number three. That's what I'm referring to in the outline. In number three, lahachlif beged. However, if you take a look at number three, I added that the Gil Yomar Shah, Reb Shlomo Eger, points out in Sif Tes, Reb Shlomo Eger points out, Siftes bebeged ha'elyon, a very important chiddush la'alacha that I was always skeptical about, but I was wrong, because Reb Shlomo Eger says the opposite. Reb Shlomo Eger says there is no problem la'alacha for a person to change the beged that they are wearing and then do kriya. The Reb Shlomo Eger writes this black on white in Siftes, Bebeged HaElyon. He says if an individual is wearing fancy clothing, so then in such a case he's allowed to take off the beged to put on another one. Where does this come up all the time? I have this chus to learn and teach in the Old City. So I always was wondering when people put on another beged and then they come to tear kriya, because we're going to learn at the end of today the halachas of haroa or a Yehuda b'chorbana Yerushalayim and so on. So is that appropriate? It's like some type of haroma. They put on a different shirt. By the way, you don't have to wear the shirt for an extended period of time, as we saw before. Only on all other ve'imo is there an inyan for him to wear the shirt at the particular time. Why? Because the mitzvah is the ma'isa kriya. The mitzvah is the ma'isa kriya. So says the Gil Yomar Shah, yes, he doesn't bring a raya, but the Gil Yomar Shah quotes from the Knesset Hagdola that one is allowed to change. The same would apply if someone's going to Old City. He's not doing anything wrong by buying a cheaper shirt and then tearing kriya, as well as even chas v'chalila, a case of avav imo, there's no problem to switch into a cheaper garment and then tear kriya. Even b'shas chimum, that he would do such a thing. Yes.
Isn't that extended to like an undershirt? Some people
put undershirts
over there.
Undershirts we're going to get to shortly. Undershirt we're going to get to. In fact, that's oz dalet. If you're following along, we're on number three. So then we lahachlif beged. We spoke about that you can't use someone else's beged. You're allowed to change your own beged, and then we're up to dalet. Ezech beged chayiv b'kriya. Which beged do you need to do kriya on? Well, in other words, what does the mitzvah of kriya? How is it fulfilled? Which begadim do you need to tear? So the mechaber in Sif Yud raises a line in the Gemara. The Gemara appears in on Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis. That's the first Gemara you have in front of you. The Gemara talks about the following halacha. The Gemara says, we're going to touch this halacha, shortly, so we'll get it right now. Then when it comes to Al Aviv Imo, you need to be Korea Kol HaBegadim. You need to be Korea all of the Begadim that one is wearing. Why? Because the Kriya has to be done Ad Shiyagala Libo. We're going to see there are two halachas in Ad Shiyagala Libo. One halacha is the area in which you tear, and the other halacha is that literally the heart is supposed to be revealed. There's a reason why you don't see someone's heart. Obviously, for a woman, that wouldn't apply because of Hilchot Tznius, but what about a man? So there's a technical reason why you don't see a person's chest generally when they're sitting Shiva. However, mi'ikur d'dina in the Gemara, the halacha is that the kriya has to be done ad shi'igala liba. Says the Gemara, chav beiz amid beiz, aper kasaso. But what about this garment called akbar kasaso? Do you need to tear that garment? Ena makeris. That you don't need to tear. The problem is that no one knows what akbar kasaso is. No one knows what beged it is. So the Rishonim have two extremes. Either, coming to your question, Noah, either it's the undershirt, or it's the coat. And then the question becomes, what about things like jackets and frocks and bekishes and things like that, or rocks? In those days, it was called a rock instead of a frock. It's called a rock. Whatever a rock is, that's going to be a question we're going to see shortly. But the afrokasasa, we don't know what it is. Either it's the lowest garment that was there for sweat, then in such a case, the Gemara is saying you don't have to tear, or the Gemara is talking about the uppermost garment. Hence, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Shimin Shin Mem Sif Yud, Aprakasaso Ein Tzarich Lekroa, Yesh Mefarshim Shu Beged Azeh Adovek Lebesaro, V'yesh Mefarshim Dahainu Beged Elyon Shekarn Kappa. That's a Yiddish expression that's used today. A kapita is the outer garments that my great-grandparents would wear. It was something along the lines of what now is called a bekeshe. It's called a kapita. A kapita was essentially worn like similar to the way in which we wear a jacket. However, the Taz is going to analyze exactly how they wore a kappa, and that beged elyon does not need to be torn. A pasha a minig shelo lekroa kappa shumeis afilu alav v'imo for lekroa alav v'imo gam acholak shekorin kamiza. So a kamiza you do tear, a kapita you don't tear. Says the Ramah, u'medinas elu ein ogin kei. In our medinas we don't follow this position. Ella ein korin acholak shel pishon shu begrazeya, that we don't tear the undershirt. V'lo asar v'la elyon. In other words, the mechaber says that you don't tear the kapita. The Ramah says we do tear the kapita, but we don't tear the sarbo ha elyon. What's a sarbo elyon? So let's now call that a coat. That, in other words, the thing that is worn, not everybody's going to agree with that, but the thing that is the garment that is not worn constantly. And that's the approach of the Taz. The Taz says, and this is the Hagdara Halacha L'maisa of the Taz, that those garments which are taken off when you go into the house, that are not worn in a house, those are the garments that you don't have a mitzvah of kriya on. Now, this is not only a question of whether you have to tear it, this will also be halach lemaisa lechumra as well. What happens if someone tore kriya on shar krovin, but tore the outer garment? So then in such a case, they would not be yotzei, says the Taz. And therefore, the Taz says the following. The Taz says, when it comes to a garment called the rock, resh aleph kaf, if a person tore it, says the Taz at the end of Sif Katan, hey, in such an instance, he would not be yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya. Why, says the Taz? Because most people take off their rock when they go into their house. And if they take off the rock when they go into the house, if they tore Kriya, they would not be Mekayim. He's someone who does wear his rock in his house, says the Taz. Since most people don't wear a rock, obviously it's a little bit difficult for us to know exactly what the Taz is talking about. What exactly was the garment? Was it the kapita? Was it the Shabbos bekisha? Exactly what he's talking about, that's not so clear. But the rock at the end of the day, people would take off. sounds like if they didn't wear it at the Shabbos table, they would take it off. So clearly, the example would be a coat. So I asked Rav Nevenzel Shlita, what about a jacket? And what about a frock? I said it in a humorous way. I said to him that, I said, for those Americans that don't wear, I asked him, what about a frock? And for those Americans who don't wear a frock, who wear a jacket? So he said the following. He said, it's common for that there are some people who even wear a frock, even though if you go to Bnei Brak, how many people, and especially before air conditioning in Bnei Brak, how many people wore a frock in their house? The Rabbanim who wear a frock, they take it off, many, even the Rabbanim, they take off the frock. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, you hardly will ever see him wearing a frock in his house, probably on Shabbos, he probably does for Kiddush and during the Suda Shabbos, but that's about it. So Reb Nevenzel said, since there are people who do wear, I guess even Shabbos meal, that might be enough. So then in such a case, he said as follows, if that's an individual who normally wears a jacket or frock inside, so then in such a case, and that would, it doesn't have to be that they always do, or even that they do it the majority of time, but if it's normal for them to wear, so then in such a case, there would be a mitzvah of kriya. What does that mean, halacha l'maisa? That means al avavi imo, where there's a chiyuv for kriya, on all the godim achi galas libo. So then, in such a case, then that individual would have a chiyuv to tear the jacket. However, it's really a cultural thing. It would seem to me there are some here in Eretz Israel. I think people who are who generally don't, you know, how many people in the kibbutz would wear a jacket? Every once in a while, it could very well be that if they're going to some very important event outside, they would put on a jacket. But otherwise, in their house, they would never, ever, never would dawn on them to wear a jacket. So then, in such a case, that individual would not have, if for whatever reason they're wearing a jacket, would not have a chiyuv, and they wouldn't be yotzei the mitzvah of kriya in such a case on Shar Krovim by tearing a jacket. So it's really dependent on custom and area. Yeah. And you would wear the suit in the house. That's the critical nafkamina. There are some people, it really depends that everybody has a different relationship with jackets. It really depends on there are some people who the moment in which they come home they take off their jacket. And then there are some people who wear the jacket in the house. So Rav Nevenzel thought that it's not like the case of the rock of the Taz. The case of the rock of the Taz, it was common for everyone to take it off when they came home. So then in such a case, it was only worn outside. So then in such a case, then the Taz says that you don't tear kriya. But if Rav Nevenzel thought that since some people do it this way and some people do it that way, that how that person does it, which should be the way that should be done. It's not the only way to approach a la halacha, but that's the way Rav Nevenzel Shlita approached it. No, but the nafkamina would be what happens if someone puts on the beged by Ava V'Imo. So then, to all Shiva, any beged he's going to put on. So then in such a case, also there's an Indian for him to wear a beged karua. So then it would seem to me that there's Yesh La'ayin, that in such a case he might have to tear kriya even later on, if he's going to put on a jacket for davening or something like that. Yesh La'ayin.
Even if he wears it sometimes in his house, that's enough.
Right? That's enough. That's right. As long as he wears it sometimes in his house, that's enough to be chayiv in kriya by Ava V'Ima. And Lakula, he'd be yotze, the mitzvah of kriya by Shar Krovin as well. The undershirt, Lakule Alma one, is not mekayin. The mitzvah of kriya. Yes, right, that's right. Therefore, the question you would ask about someone who's coming to the old city, so in such a case, then an undershirt would not suffice. Yesh la'ayin, what about a t-shirt? Somebody would never wear a t-shirt. In other words, if you give me a Mets shirt, I would never wear the Mets shirt. So then, in such a case, would that qualify? You wouldn't, So, one more halacha l'maisa issue in regards to the beged. Rav Chazon Avadia, Chacham Avadia Zatzal, raises, this is after, it could be found after the Aruch HaShulchan, and after the page it says in Yonei Avelos, Chacham Avadia, in Chazon Avadia Chelek Aleph Reish Lamed raises something that raised Rav Miller's eyebrows. Rav Miller Shlita was not so excited about. And as Chachzayin of Avadia suggests that you don't, there isn't a chiyuv of kriya on a sweater. That there's no chiyuv kriya on a sweater because a sweater is more like a coat. In other words, even though people wear it outside, nevertheless, since it's worn as a way in which a person protects himself from the elements, it doesn't have a chiyuv of kriya. Rav Miller was Shlita was not so excited about Chacham Avadia Zatzal's heter, and therefore it would seem that not everybody agrees with this idea. The Gemara, going on to issue number four, let's just summarize again what issues we discussed. We discussed number one, the chiyuv bishas chimum. Number two, we spoke about which begadim need kriya, and number three, how you tear kriya. Issue number four is an issue in terms that's a very broad issue that will summarize many the body of many halachas that appear in Siman Shin Mem, and that is the differences of kriya between Ava V'ima and kriya on other kroven. There are some halachas that we haven't even spoken about how one does kriya, and this comes out in terms of the distinction between kriya al Ava V'ima versus shar kroven. This is all a Gemara. The Gemara on Daf Chav Beis and Beis I have photocopied for you gives you a long list of differences between kriya al Ava V'ima, kriya al shar kroven, and many people are not aware of the distinction between these halachos. Number one, as we mentioned earlier, the Mechaber and Sif Tes points out that al Ava V'imo, you need to tear ad she megala libo. And as I alluded to before, that has two applications. And let's now finally see it inside. Sif Tes says the Mechaber, al kol ha-mesim kareel of tefach be-begere elyon v'dayo. On all mesim, all one needs to tear is the begedah elyon. So if the avel, the onen, is wearing a jacket, all and he wears a jacket inside as well, so then in such a case, he just has to tear the jacket, and he doesn't need to tear the shirt. Val avel v'imo korea kol begadav. I haven't watched carefully, but I'd be curious to notice that if the Chevra Kedisha is careful to do this when they tear al Ava V'imo, to make sure that they tear not only the jacket, but to tear the shirt as well. The Kriya is not complete until all of the Begadim are torn, not only the jacket, but as well as the shirt. Post can even discuss what about the tzitzis. In the end, the post can come out, the Pnei Baruch comes out that one, I can't get into it now, that one does not have to tear the tzitzis. So it's really not the undershirt. That's, by the way, the reason why we generally don't see a man's chest. The reason is that presumably he'll be wearing the tzitzis as well as if he's wearing an undershirt. So then in such a case, then we generally don't see it. But otherwise, the kriya is achi galibo, both the jacket as well as the shirt. Afilu lavush asara, achi galibo, and even if he's wearing 10 begadim, vimlo kara kol begadav lo yatsa, vigarimba. And we protest. And if he's still wearing that beged, even 30 days later, so then in such a case, one tells him to tear kriya. In regards to the halacha of Megalan Libo, the Bach points out that this halacha also doesn't only affect how close you get to the chest, but it also affects where you tear. And this is sometimes confused by people. The Bach writes, the Shach actually has a pilpul on this in Sif Katan Yud Tes, but in the end of the day, leaving the Shach's pilpul aside, this is the Minag Yisrael. I gave you the address in the Pnei Baruch where this is discussed. And that is, we all know the heart is on the left side, and therefore, when one is Achi Yigalas Libo, doesn't only mean how many begadim you tear, but also Yigalas Libo, the Bach understands, means that you tear on the left side. In contrast to Shar Krovim, it was understood that that the halacha does not mandate the Gilui Halev. Memela, the Kriya is done on the right side. Adayom Azeh, this is the halacha. And what will emerge is the following. There are other instances of kriya where the kriya is supposed to be like avav v'imo. For example, someone who's korea on churban beis hamigdash is korea ad shiigal slibo as well, and it's therefore it should be done on the left side. However, other instances the kriya is like kriya al shar krovim, and then in such an instance the kriya is done on the right side. So that's another distinction that one needs to be aware of between avav v'imo and shar krovim, which affects the process of the kriya itself, and people are sometimes not aware of this halacha. Another distinction is what the Gemara describes, again in that same Gemara, of korea bifnim versus korea bechutz. So let's just summarize what we have up until now. We have number one, how many begadim? Do you need to tear all begadim? Number two, the right and the left. Distinction number three can be found in the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud Gimel. Sif Yud Gimel, the Mechaber says, Al kol ha-meisim yesh lo lekra bifnim, shelo bifnei adam. L'fichach yesh lo lehachnas yada bifnim, v'korea bitzina. Aval ove v'imo ein korea elu mibachutz, bifnei kol adam. The Torah comments in Shin Mem Sif Yud Gimel that the Gemara says that the kriya is supposed to be done bifnim. So the Torah says, what does it mean bifnim? There are two ways to understand the word bifnim. In Shin Mem Yud Gimel, the Torah writes, Al kol ha-meis korea bifnim, upirish rashi mi bifnim b'cheder. It means that it's supposed to be done privately. Mi bachutz mifnei ha'am. Varitz geis pirish mi bifnim machnis yado toch chaluko, that he goes inside the chaluk and he tears from the inside, the korea, in contrast to avav v'imo, there it's done from the outside. That's a subtlety that a person, even if he was watching the Chevra Kedisha, might not even notice that the kriya is done on shar krovim, according to the Ritzgeis, mi bifnim, al avav v'imo, it's done mi bechutz. The Pnei Baruch assumes that the Mechaber is not taking sides in this machlokis, that the Mechaber is being yotzei both deos. Look at the words of the Mechaber, it's lehachnis yado mi bifnim, bitzina. And he also says bifnei kol adam versus shelo bifnei kol adam. So what's understood is that the minig today is that we follow both deos. What does that mean, both deos? That means that al avav v'imo, a person is supposed to make that kriya as public as possible, but al shar krovim, it's supposed to be done in private. Which means when the person's b'shas chimum, if they are inside, they would go, if it's shar krovim, they would go to a corner and do the kriya from the inside, again, assuming that the Chevra Kedisha is not doing the kriya, versus when it comes to other v'imo, so then they would face others, and they would go outside and tear kriya at that traumatic moment. Okay, so that's another chiluk between the two. The Mechaber says, and see if you down another sentence. Yes, Ramesh.
Practically, if you just have a shirt on, what does
bifnim mean? It's where you start. It's where you start. Whether you start from the inside or you start from the outside.
And practically, I don't know.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point. It's generally not
what?
The last Leviathan, unfortunately, Natan and I were at. Some people, the kriya was done in the room where the nifter was, and some the kriya was done outside. I wonder if that was...
That was the nashim.
It was only the nashim. I'm wondering if it was the nashim, shar krovim. It happened to have been there. The shar krovim were also nashim. Isn't that interesting? And the other v'imo was all. So that's very interesting. I wonder. It requires more iyun. Okay, I'm not sure if here in Eretz Yisrael the mountains. Anybody know if in Eretz Yisrael they're makbid that shar krovim they take them inside. So I don't know, but that'll be in America. I don't think they're careful about that, as far as what I recall. In Eretz Yisrael, I never paid attention to that. That's something to. So notice. And our fourth distinction between avav v'imo and shar krovim appears in the Mechaber in Sif Yudalit. So the Mechaber writes, Al kol ha-meisim rotza korea biyad, rotza korea bikli. Al avav v'imo biyad. The shar meisim then, it's supposed to be done bikli, but avav v'imo is supposed to be biyad. Now, what that means is the following. By other v'imo, there is, as we see from David HaMelech, it seems that he tore with his hand. So then in such a case, there's a chiyuv as well of the imo biyat. By the way, since I mentioned David HaMelech and his son, there is a discussion in the poskim that some want to say that chas v'chalila, a child that passes away, the kriya, at least the side, is done like Ava V'imo. That's what the Pnei Baruch says. That's an interesting question, because the Gemara doesn't seem to say that. Nachzor li in Yonenu, in regards to, I was just creating a hashva between David HaMelech and the case of Ava V'imo, so then in such a case, that by Ava V'imo, the kriya is supposed to be done biyad. Now the post can point out that if you take your jacket and you try to tear it apart biyad, it might have been in old garments, it might have been, maybe it was possible. So the answer is that the as we mentioned, a utensil is used initially by the Chevra Kedisha, and then the Avel would continue tearing biyad. It's not obvious, it's not so clear that, by the way, the Aruch HaShulchan makes this point, it's not so clear that when it comes to Shar Krovim, one does not have to, one cannot use one's hands, but it seems to be that is the custom. Al kol meisim ratza korea biyad, ratza korea bekli. It generally is done bekli. The lashon mechaber is you could use either one. When it comes to avav imo, so then in such a case, one it needs to be makbid. The fifth distinction is one that we made reference to before. What's that? You could do. In other words, ashar krovim.
No, parents.
Parents, right? That's what's done. What's done for parents is they start the kera. And that's done al yidei acher, we mentioned, to be yotze the Marie Malko. And then the Avel himself should tear biyad. If the Avel gets stuck, so then in such a case, he could use a kli. Yeah, that's the way it's done. That's the custom ayom. That the Chevra Kedisha starts off with the kli, and then the Avel would continue biyado. We mentioned previously the fifth distinction is in Sifyud Beis, and that is whether you need to tear the actual hem itself. The mechaber writes, "I'll call a mason rotsam niach svasa beged shlema v'korei me'asafu l'matav alav v'imo tzarich l'kroa kol hasafa." That's the fifth distinction. The sixth distinction is a very important one, both more in terms of lamdus than it is halach l'maisa. Once upon a time, it was very much halach l'maisa because once upon a time people were very poor. Nowadays, Hakadosh Baruch Hu has blessed us with plenty. We should never take it for granted. Hakadosh Baruch Hu should continue to give us the bracha of plenty. What about sewing up a kriya? So here the Mechaber writes in Sif Tezvav, here we're going now to Seder in the Mechaber. Mechaber writes Sif Tezvav, I'll call a mesim sholel la'achar shiva uma'achar la'achar shloshim yom. When it comes to Shar Krovin, so then you're allowed to do shlila, to be sholel. To be sholel means to sew in a jagged manner the kriya. And then after shloshim, then fix it in a more precise manner. That's what the Gemara tells us, and the Mechaber paskins. Ve'en chiluk, we'll get to shortly that line of the Mechaber, of the Ramah, excuse me. Alav v'imo shol lachar shloshim yom ve'en ma'acha le'olam. But alav v'imo, so then you're not allowed to repair it forever. You're not allowed to repair that kriya forever. In Lamdus, that's going to be important for us later on. Baruch Hashem, it doesn't... I don't know the last time a Rav got a shayla about sewing up, but it can appear, that shayla can come up. It comes up a little bit more when people are asking in terms of kriya that they tore on for the when they went to a kotel and so on and so forth. Okay, sif, next example, not the sif, the seventh distinction between ava v'imo. We mentioned already, and that is that ava v'imo, if you change begadim, that was in Sif Yudalid, so then you still need to tear Kriya. Shar Krovim, you don't. Number eight, distinction number eight. This is a fascinating one. The Mechaber writes in Sif Yud Ches the following. Al kol ha-mesim im lo shama ela la'achar shloshim yom eina korea. When it comes to Shar Mesim, if you only hear what's called a Shmur Rechoka, which is after 30 days, then you don't tear kriya at all. Umisha ein lo chaluk v'nizdam in lo toch shiva, korea achar shiva. And if, as we've mentioned previously, if he doesn't have a garment, so then in such a case, he could tear up until shloshim. However, excuse me, he stares up until the end of shiva. Again, let me read those words again. The Mechaber, u'mishe'en lo chaluk v'nizam lo toch shiva korea. Achar shiva, ena korea. But after shiva, he doesn't tear. So the rule of thumb is that for shar krovim, you only tear up until shiva. Once shiva is over, there isn't a kriya. The Mechaber adds, al olav v'imo korea v'olech lo'olam. But it comes to olav v'imo, so then the kriya is done forever. Now this is a big machlokis rishonim. It's a big machlokis rishonim. How far does kriya go for one apparent? Rav Miller pointed out, this is a nafkamina for Balei Tshuva, a fascinating shayla. What happens if someone's about tshuva and never tore kriya on their parents? So there's room to say that in such a case, when they become about tshuva, and Ashrecha Yisrael, those Yisrael who have the schus to live al pi Torah, that the chachma in Avelus, that those who have the opportunity to go through, in the case of Ptira, that who have the direction, the hadracha, the chachma of Avelus, but someone who didn't, it could very well, who was never really misabel properly, so then someone who becomes about tshuva could very well be that they would do kriya al aviv imo then. But there are a few shitas over here. Writes a tour in Shin Mem Sif Yud Ches, al kol ha-meisim im lo shama tok shoshim eina korea, o mi she'en lo chol k'nizam lo shiva. Val aviv imo korea v'holech, u pirshu ha-ga'onim ad shneim asar chodesh. The ga'onim say that's only the first year. For Rambam, kosav kol shloshim yom. The Rambam says only shloshim. Ubal halachos kosav la'olam l'chein ikra. And that's how we pass. We pass in that other v'imo, for whatever reason, God forbid they didn't hear. So then in such a case, the kriya would be la'olam, as we just read in the Mechaber. Rav Soloveitchik gave a beautiful hesber, which one will need to be ma'ayin into a little bit more, of why, what is the machlokis harishonim, of whether kriya is up until Shloshim, is Kriya up to Shnei Masar Chodesh, or La'olam. So the Rav Zatzal suggested that the Rambam holds that Shloshim is the line because Kriya is connected to Nihugi Avelus. Only if there's Nihugi Avelus we're going to see goes up to Shloshim, only if there's Nihugi Avelus do you have Kriya. After Nihugi Avelus is gone, then you don't have Kriya. While the Gaonim hold that when it comes to Kriya, Kriya is connected to the Shem Avel. Al Avel V'imo, he has a Shem Avel up until Yud Beis Chodesh. So that was what the Rav suggested for these two Shitas. The question then becomes, what about those who say that you tear La'olam? So I would have thought that the answer to that question is that when it comes to La'olam, the reason why he tears La'olam is Kriya has nothing to do with Avelus. This sheet holds that Kriya has nothing to do with Avelus. However, if you look up the source, the Beis Yosef quotes from the Ramban, there's a different explanation that the Ramban gives. The Ramban says, because we see that Kriya always stays La'olam by Avavimo. Because what did we learn? You're never allowed to fix a Kriya of Avavimo. It's Eina Ma'ache La'olam. So we see that Kriya remains forever. Kriya remains forever. And therefore, outside of Hilchos Avelus, the halacha, however you explain it, whether it's connected to Avelus or not, the halacha is that Kriya exists forever. Al pi ha-machshava, I would argue that what this is saying is that the scar of the loss of Avav Imo stays forever. That scar stays forever, and that's reflected in the halacha. Eina ma'acha la'olam. Eina ma'acha la'olam. Rabbina has a very precious line when he says that a child that loses a parent, whether the child is 10 years old or whether it's a 70-year-old, either way, the individual feels like an orphan. That hargasha of losing a parent, that's a hargasha that remains forever. And that's reflected in this halacha of Eina Ma'acha La'olam. So since Kriya, the loss of a parent is La'olam, Mamela the Chiyuv of Kriya is also la'olam as well. So that's what the Ramban says. The Shach in Sifkatan Chafhei raises an interesting question that stems from the last issue that we had raised. To summarize, before we go on to the Shach, we saw eight differences between kriya on other ve'ima, and the last distinction was that the kriya that's done for other ve'ima would be done la'olam, if the individual didn't, in contrast to shar krov. And we mentioned that it is an interesting phenomenon that we say that when it comes to other ve'ima, the halacha is that the kriya is done la'olam because the ichui is not done la'olam. I'd like to be ma'amik a little bit more and also discuss an interesting halacha, an interesting shaila that the Rama and the Shach argue about. But there was a question over here. Yeah.
Yes.
That's what Rav Miller was noted towards.
And is he supposed to wear?
I did. I wasn't buying into other svarim, and I didn't. I forgot to ask Rav Nevinsel about it. But that's that. Rav Miller was noted towards that direction. I don't remember him quoting any svarim that discuss it. If someone looks into it, I'd be interested. Yeah.
Would I also do you have to say shiva?
No. No. The halachos of sitting shiva we're going to discuss is that the rule of thumb is that a shmua krova within 30 days, so then in such a case one does. If it's a shmua rechoka, then one doesn't. And we're going to discuss this in Mirtzah Shem later on. Good question. Okay. Comes along the Rama, and he raises a very technical question, which is actually a very, very fundamental question in Sif Tezvav that I skipped, the part of the Rama I skipped. This is a new topic. So this topic is the fifth topic, and that is the yachas between kriya al other ve'imo and din avelus. What is the relationship between these two halachas? So the Rama discusses the following shaila. What happens if, it's a technical question, this is really not halacha l'maisa, but the Rama says, what happens if a person tore kriya and then Yom Tov came? So everybody knows that the halacha is, if they tore kriya and sat shiva, they sat shiva for 2 days, so then in such a case, the shiva is over. Shiva is over. Okay. What happens if they sat shiva 2 days? And now they want to know if they could fix the beged. Fascinating shaila. They want to know if they could fix the beged. Says the Rama, no, we learned that the halacha is that for 7 days, the halacha is you can't be sholo. Says the Rama, ve'ein chiluk in poga b'hem rega. That doesn't make a difference whether it's poga or rega. Comes along the Shach, and the Shach says the Rama is wrong. And the Shach holds in Sifkat and Chavei that just like regel breaks avelus, it breaks the halachas of kriya. In this case, the halacha that by shar krovim you're allowed to be sholal achar shiva, he'd be allowed to be sholal on the regel. Asks the shach on himself, what about the gemara that we quote on chavav that says avelus lechud v'kriya lechud? Answers the Shach, when do we say that rule avelus lechud v'kriya lechud? We only say that in regards to the rule hilchos kamekel ba'avel. But when it comes to the halacha of the relationship between kriya and avel, if you don't have avelus, then you won't have kriya. If you don't have that din of avelus, then that halacha of kriya is going to fall away. When the Gemara said avelus lechud v'kriya lechud, the Gemara was only talking about the fact that we say hilchas kamekel ba'avel, and we don't say that in regards to kriya. But everything else, hilchas avelus and hilchas kriya run together. If that's so, okay, I'll say it again. Let's read in the Shach inside. You see the Rama? The Rama says, "Ve'ein chiluk im paga b'em regel olo." That's what the Rama says. Says a shach, sifkat and chafei, miyu ha'idna, 5 lines in, noagu l'achos ha'korea kol shepasak avelus. Menirad mishum taimad ravya, damrinam b'shas ta'avelus l'chud v'kri l'chud, v'anan kaimalon keramban, dikishem shem isabna al-katan, kach ein korin. The Ramban says that the halacha is that just like there isn't shiva for a katan, so too there isn't kriya for a katan. A katan is not korea. This is not halacha l'maisa. We'll get to that shortly. Hainu lomar d'lespu klal da'alocha hilchasa kemekel ba'avel. So the Shach says as follows. He says, just like there's a rule of hilchasa kemekel, I'm sorry, just like there's a yesod, that whoever is chayiv in avelus is chayiv in kriya, and whoever is not chayiv in avelus is not chayiv in kriya. And the example the Ramban says is a katan. So says the Shach, the same is going to apply in regards to if avelus is knocked out by regel. So, in other words, it's considered as if the shiva is done. So too, in regards to being ma'achin in the kriya, we consider that the shiva is done. That's what the Shach writes.
What about
the halakha? Oh, so the Shach says, but didn't we say avelus l'chud v'kriya l'chud? Says the Shach, that's only in regards to hilchas kemekel ba'avel. But in general, hilchas kriya is going to be informed of hilchas avelus. If there isn't hilchas avel, then the parallel in kriya is not going to apply. I understand why the Shach is difficult. If anybody got lost in the Shach, I understand. I think it's a beautiful Shach. I didn't want to skip. It's a very sodistic Shach.
You pass on.
If that just a second. If that's so, so then Rabosai, the halacha of kriya for one's parent, Rav Soloveitchik argued the fact that it's la'olam indicates that on some level, the avelus of the shmua continues la'olam. Because if that wouldn't be so, so then in such a case, the halacha would be that you wouldn't have kriya. Because if there's absolutely no avelus, there's no kriya. But that's what the Shach had argued. But you need to say, according to the Shach, and this is how Rav Soloveitchik explained, that in a certain level, when there's a shmua, or when there's a recognition, even if there wasn't a shmua, there's a recognition that there was something lacking in the way in which the individual is misadal, that would continue l'olam. That would continue l'olam. So that's why the halacha indicates that when it comes to the beged, you're never ma'acha the beged. Because on a certain level, the avelus continues l'olam. On a certain level, not in terms of even the shame avel, but the beged itself reflects that. And therefore, an individual has a chiyuv when it comes to other v'imo to have a beged karua. To have a beged karua. And that either is reflected, the simple reading of the Ramban is that you never entirely have all begadim shleimim for other v'imo, because it's not ma'acha. Or if Soloveitchik thought that la'olam for a parent, on some level, the avelus is going to continue. This is in Rav Konigsberg's Shiurei HaRav. Nachzor la'halacha, as Rav Yonatan had asked, in terms of how we paskin, so we paskin according to many like this shach, many follow the shach, that the two go together. That's how my rabbeim generally assumed. And the concept of Hilch, and Rav Shechter has this also in his Sefer and Bikvei Atzon and Simon Lamilches, that the concept of Hilchasa Kemekel Ba'avel is the only distinction between Avelis Luchud and Kriya Luchud. Take a look at Rav Shechter there. I don't remember exactly how it came out, but I remember him developing along these lines as well. Okay. Since we were speaking about Katan, so let's continue on with Katan. So what did we say that the halacha is? That a katan does not have a chiyuv of kriya. And you had asked me also about halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa is actually a little bit different in regards to a katan. Says the Mechaber in Simin Shin Mem, Sif Chav Zayin, continuing on with the halachas of katan, katan shemeis lo meis mikar in lo. Notice the lashon of the Mechaber. If chas v'chalilin, this is one of the most tragic situations where there is a katan who has lost an family member. So then in such a case, we tear for him. This will be another raya that the kriya is supposed to be done generally by the avil himself. But then we tear the katan, for the katan. What's the pshat? Didn't we just say from the Ramban, ein avelus b'katan, that's a gemara in Eilu Megalchin, ein avelus b'katan, ein kriya b'katan. The two go together. The answer is, says the Taz in Sifkatan Tezvav, based on the tour, mipnei agmas nefesh. This is not a mitzvah on the katan to tear a kriya, but rather it's due to agmas nefesh. Agmas nefesh being that it's almost as if that we want the individuals who are watching to be misora, probably misora for tshuva, and we tear the katan's beged to be ma'orer agmas nefesh of others, as the Taz concludes that first sentence, k'dei laharbos behespid, and it's not a chiyuv on the katan, as like we saw. Since the Gemara says, ein avelis b'katan, by the way, this is halacha l'maisa, ein avelis b'katan, a katan does not sit shiva. We're going to discuss in a moment what about shi'igi l'chinuch shortly, but kriya is done due to agmas nefesh. However, the Ritz Geis says, even though that's true, but if the katan is already magia l'chinuch, so then in such an instance that kederach shemechan chinoso b'shar mitzvos, so then the kriya is not done for agmas nefesh, but the kriya is done for chinuch. L'may nafkemina. So then in such a case, then the katan himself would do the kriya himself with all of the halachos that we saw before. It has to be a katan that's truly reached the gil of chinuch, but if he's not reached the age of chinuch, so then in such a case, then kriya would not be done. The question then begs itself, if we've developed according to the Shach and others, then such an instance, we say generally, kriya and avelos generally do go together, like we saw in the Shach, so then in such an instance, why are we inconsistent, and do we say, ein avelos bekatan? Everybody follow what we're saying? According to what comes out, according to the Taz, where the Taz says that it's not only that the kriya is done, laharbis behespid, that's only talking about a child that's under the age of chinuch. But I don't think in a baby kriya would be done. It would be, yeah, it's an interesting question, when would this k'dei laharbis behespid apply? It doesn't have to be even a child that would entirely understand. We're talking about here even a child that's less chas v'chalila than the gil of chinuch, but a child that's reached the gil of chinuch, so then in such case he has a mitzvah of chinuch. It's a very funny type of mitzvah to be mechanichim to the mitzvah of kriya, but that is the mitzvah to be mechanichim for kriya. If that's so then why do we say that there's was a gemara mean ein avelis bekatan? What about the halacha of chinuch when it comes to a katan? So here on our page, for those of you who have it, we have the Otzer Mefarshim. That's some that you might have from the Dalga Mervava, and all of you should have the Shach. The Shach says the following. Don't make a mistake and say that when the Gemara says ein avelus bekatan, it just means the basic chiyuv, but somehow you might think that there's a mitzvah of chinuch. No, says the Shach in the Kudas HaKesef, dafka bekriya amrinan hachi. Specifically by kriya, we say that there's a mitzvah of chinuch, but there's no mitzvah of chinuch when it comes to avelus for a katan. This happens, unfortunately. Rav Yaakov and I are familiar with situations. This happens sometimes when children are sitting shiva, and it's very important to realize that Chazal b'Chachmasan understood that that children are not ready for avelus. It could be that the halacha says that there is a chiyuv of kriya, but children are not ready for avelus. And the Shach brings a brilliant raya. The Shach points out that in Simin Shin Tzadi Vav, there is a halacha that says that in regards to a katan who became a gadol, does that gadol sit shiva? In other words, Ruvain HaKatan lost a parent, but he lost the parent 2 days before his bar mitzvah. So there's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. Let's skip ahead and see how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. There's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch whether he sits shiva. Says the Mechaber Shin Sadi Vav Gimel, Katan Shemes Ava V'Imo, Vafilu Higil Tol Shiva, Batul Mel Kol Din Avelis V'Ein Chayiv, Einu Chayiv Bo. And then there's a give and take in the Shach. What if it's within 3 days? What is after 3 days? So the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is, if he's not a Bar Chiyuv at that particular time, so then of Ptira, so then in such, or Kfura, then in such a case, there isn't a Chiyuv of Avelis V'Amev and Yavin, based on our Shtikl Torah last week, Yesh La'ayin, whether it will be dependent on Kfura or not. Close brackets. So either way, however, whether it's dependent on aminus or avelus, but at the end of the day, if he started out as a katan, he doesn't have avelus. That's a simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shach beautifully. Says the Shach, but it's a davar pasha to the mechaber that a katan doesn't have avelus at all. In other words, if the halacha would have been that the katan is supposed to sit shiva in terms of chinuch, the mechaber would have spelled that out. Says the Shach, he would have spelled that out somewhere around those halachas. The fact that the Shach doesn't spell it out says the fact that the mechaber doesn't spell it out says the Shach is proof to the fact that a katan does not have the mitzvah of chinuch when it comes to avails. Why? Why doesn't he? In general, we say that there is chinuch. Why is there an exception? So here the Dogma Rebava says a fascinating explanation. The Dogma Rebava says because there is a downside for the avel to sit chinuch, to sit shiva. And that is the katan avel to sit shiva. And that is that at the end of the day, he's going to be mevatel from Talmud Torah. So when do we say that the katan has mitzvah chinuch, when the chinuch is directing him in Torah? But over here, he's going to be mevatel mitalmud Torah. So this is on our page, that's what the Dogel Mervava says. The base Hillel, not on our page. In Shinpei Aleph Sif Vav. Many of you, again, will have the Otzer Mefarshim, will have the base Hillel. Towards the end of the piece, the base Hillel gives a fascinating idea. The next two explanations, one from the base Hillel, one from Rav Soloveitchik, are deeply psychological. The Beis Hillel says that when it comes to Avelus, we know that there's an expression in Chazal, Meis Echad Min HaChabura Yidag Kol HaChabura. And the Beis Hillel claims that Shiva is a time for a Cheshben HaNefesh of Tshuva. It's a call for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Avelim to be Ma'orah B'Tshuva. Interestingly, the Meiri writes that even though there's an Isra of Talmud Torah for an Avel, Sifrei Musar do not apply to that Isra of Talmud Torah. It could very well be that one of the themes of Avelus is Tshuva for the Avelim, for that Meisechad Min HaChabura Yidag Kol HaChabura. What does it mean, Yidag Kol HaChabura? Yidag Kol HaChabura means in Ruchnius. So says the Beis Hillel, the mitzvah of Avelus is connected, the Shtikl Chiddush, we read the Rambam, we didn't see that anywhere in the Rambam, but it could be, about Pi Machshava, it makes a lot of sense, that Avelus is connected to the mitzvah of Tshuva. And he says that a katan is not ready for that darga of Tshuva. That's the Beis Hillel's explanation. Finally, Rav Soloveitchik in the Shiurei Arav, I think I might have had this photocopied for you, towards the end, in the Shiurei Arav, yes, the last page, from Rav Konigsberg putting together Rav Schechter's notes, it connects it to the fundamental issue that we started with in the beginning of Hilchos Avelus, in our introduction, and that is that Avelus is a Kiyum Shebelev. That Kiyum Shebelev, the Rav argued, is a very, very profound Kiyum Shebelev. It's something that children under the age of 13 or 12 are not emotionally ready yet to deal with, which is part of what makes the tragedy of a child who's lost a loved one, because they're really not capable. We don't understand that Kaddish Baruch. That's one of the things that are very, very hard to understand. Loss is always extremely hard to understand, but particularly when it's a child that can't comprehend the idea of Petira, that makes it that much more difficult. And therefore, since they can't, there is no Kiyum Belev, Rav Soloveitchik suggested that there is no Avelus altogether. So even though Kriya and Avelus are directly connected, that's what the Shach had argued, and when the Gemara says Kriya L'chud V'Avelus L'chud, we seem to paskin that it's Hilchasa Kamekel Ba'avel, that's the only exception, but Avelus and Kriya go hand in hand, they go together, generally they work together, and therefore we say that the rule of thumb should be that if there's Kriya that's done for Chinuch, then there should be Avelus with Chinuch. However, the exception to the rule is Avelus, which is a Kiyum Belev, then it can't be done. Okay, that was the issue of Kriya B'Katan, which was number 8 in our list. It was towards the end of the source sheet. I went out of order because I wanted to connect number 5 with number 8. In regards to two more subset of halachas, in regards to Kriya on Chol HaMoed, so here there's the simple reading of the Mechaber, and then there's our custom today. In the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Lamed Aleph, the Mechaber writes as follows, Ein Karn B'Yomtev Afil B'Yomtev Sheni Shel Golios, so there's no Kriya that's done, even, of course, on Yomtev Sheni, Afilu Krovim Shel Meis, Avol B'Chol HaMoed Korin Kol Echad Kifi Mashuhu Im Omeid B'Shas Yitzia Neshama. So we really haven't discussed the halachas of Kriya for an Adam Kasher. We're going to get that. That's going to be our last set of halachas. But by Chol HaMoed, If a person is there b'shas yitzias neshama, so then in such a case there is kriya, which would sound like it's a kal v'chomer from all of ones. If on chol hamoed you tear kriya for an adam kosher, certainly shar krovim and aviv imo. However, the Ramah says v'yesh omrim denogin she'ein l'kra b'chol hamoed rak al aviv imo v'ashar mesim korin la'achar hamoed. So Ramah concludes that when it comes to kriya, it depends for whom. In general, kriya is not done on chol hamoed. However, for aviv imo, it is done. Where there is no minig, then kriya should be done for all. So the Ramah raises that there are some who say not to do kriya for shar krovim, and the Ramah concludes that if there is no minig, so then really kriya should be done on chol hamoed. The minig in Yerushalayim, as Ramiller presented, was that generally kriya is not done on chol hamoed. Kriya is generally not done on chol hamoed. And we follow this, that's how Pnei Baruch presents it as well, that kriya is done al aviv imo, but is not done on shar krovim, and kal v'chomer, it's not done on adam kosher or a chacham, which we haven't discussed, those halachos. Okay.
In America,
what's the custom today in America? The answer is, I'm not sure. We're hoping that everybody's going to come here to Eretz Yisrael. The answer is, I don't know. When somebody asked Ramiller that question, Ramiller said, he said, I don't know what the minig is in America. He said, it's a good question why they're having me teach you the halachas if you're going back to America. He says, I'm not sure why they're having me teach you the halachas if you're going back to America. And then he said, probably because you're going to stay. Or we hope you're going to stay. Okay. So I wasn't in America enough to be old enough to have gotten involved with the details when I came here. So I don't know what the minig is. If somebody could find out about chol hamoed, that would be interesting. The Pnei Baruch says it the way we said it. I would imagine nowadays, once the Pnei Baruch was translated into English, morning and halach, they probably do what the Pnei Baruch. Somebody's pointed out, this is tangentially, and now the effect of Ki Mitzion Teitzei Sarah is so powerful that in all tchumen, in all across the Orthodox spectrum, the hashpa of Eretz Yisrael on Psak in America has increased tremendously. And more, whether it's Hasidim, the Litvisha world, even in the Yeshiva University world, and the Dati Lumi world, it's Mamish Akim of Kimitzion Teitzei Sora, more and more, the Ashpa of Torah and Eretz Yisrael Mashpia. An example of this is that the book, one of the books in Avelus, is basically built on Minig Yerushalayim. That's Pnei Baruch generally follows Minig Yerushalayim. But if a person knows that there are other customs, then of course the halacha will be different. Finally, our last topic it revolves around the following observation, and that is that when it comes to kriya, there is kriya that's not only kriya for one's krovim. There are many instances that are discussed in Simen Shin Mem where there is a chiyuv kriya that has nothing to do with the halacha of avelus. So that's going to be what we're going to discuss now, are three different areas of halacha where there's kriya, where almost according to all, there is no avelus. So let's start with the halacha of Omeid B'Shas Yitzias Neshama. In Sif Hei, going all the way back to Sif Hei, again, I figured that because we can't do every halacha to structure the shir as we did, as opposed to going to Seder, in Sif Hei, the Mechaber writes, Omeid B'Shas Yitzias Neshama Shel Isha U'Isha Yisrael Chayav L'Kroa. It's very clear, the Shulchan Aruch is very clear. If a person witnesses Yitzias Neshama, the Gemara on Chafei Amid Aleph says that one needs to tear Kriya. That is a very, very profound moment. Shas Yitzias Neshama, it is supposed to create a tremendous chimum in the person. If you will, Kriya is the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to express that powerful phenomenon of chimum, of witnessing Yishas Yitzias Neshama, and therefore there is a chiyuv kriya at that moment of Kol Ish Mi'Yisrael, which of course begs the question of, is this done? The answer in Shulchan Aruch is yes, it is done. Shulchan Aruch says Beferish, Chayiv L'Kroa. So here, Rav Miller pointed out that it's hard to justify why even doctors, nurses, and Rav Nevensal added soldiers, Chas V'Chalila, in such instances, why they don't tear, why it's not the custom to tear Kriya. So what we had suggested before, when it comes to soldiers, it could very well be that they don't own, Chas V'Chalila, when it happens, they don't own the uniform to be able to tear Kriya, which might also help in regards, I have the schus to come along here to the Kolel, so I see the Anashim Yuchadim, nurses, and particularly at this time of day is when the mothers are coming home from nurses from the early shift in Shari Tzedek. So there you see a lot of women wearing wearing the Shari Tzedek uniform. So that could be that it doesn't belong to them, presumably. So then in such a case, there isn't the chiyuv of to tear b'shas yitzias neshama for that reason. But what about someone who's wearing a personal beged? So then in such a case, maybe the simple reading of Shulchan Aruch is chayiv l'krawa, that there is a responsibility to tear. So the Gesher HaChaim tries to do somersaults to be matzdik the minute that people who are there b'shas yitzias neshama don't tear kriya. If you take a look, it's the Gesher HaChaim. Let's find where it is in the Gesher HaChaim. I know it from the Gesher HaChaim, but I photocopied it from the Pnei Baruch. The Pnei Baruch quotes it somewhere. Could be Lamaisa didn't get into the booklet. Ah, it did. No, it didn't.
Is there Moshe Feinstein?
Yes, I'm going to get to Ramosh in a second. Okay, it didn't find its way into the booklet. So the Gesher HaChaim says the following. He tries to be matzdik and say that, first of all,
I know.
He says the following. He says, first of all, if we're going to encourage the halacha, he's afraid that two bad things are going to happen. Says there's a special schus al pi kabbalah for people to be around the niftar b'shas yitzias neshama, maybe even to be saying tehillim and so on. That there is a special schus to be there, also to call for a minyan to be there b'shas yitzias neshama. There is such an inyan. So he said they were afraid that if they would teach people the halacha that there's a chiyuv of kriya, then what would happen is that people would run away from the nifter b'shas yitzias neshama. In other words, not only would people not come to be mitzarif the minyan, they would leave the nifter alone b'shas yitzias neshama, and that sensitivity, they didn't teach this halacha. That's why it's not taught. The same thing in regards to emergency personnel or doctors and so on. That if a doctor knew that he had to tear his suit every single time, b'shas yitzias neshama, Gesher HaChaim says, for that reason, the minug became not to tear b'shas yitzias neshama. If an individual is there, b'shas yitzias neshama. As Rav Yaakov mentioned, Rav Moshe Feinstein quoted in Tchumen Chelek Hei, I know this b'schus Rav Miller, on Tchumen Chelek Hei, page 224, it is not a tshuva from Igros Moshe, quotes this Gesher HaChaim, and he's extremely bothered by it, and Rav Moshe says, I can't understand what the justification is, that just because there's some people who won't do the right thing, so therefore we were mevatel this whole halacha of Shulchan Aruch of Chayiv L'Kroa. Rav Moshe is very much bothered by this. And therefore Rav Moshe concludes, they're Chayiv. I asked Rav Nevensal, I did a little bit of not revealing my cards, holding my cards to the chest, first question. I normally don't do this, but this is just what happened. So I asked Rav Nevensal, does a doctor have to tear? He said, no. And then he added, doctors and soldiers don't have to tear, and soldiers, even if it belongs to them, he thought that they don't have to tear. And he said, the minhag is that if it's their umnus, if there's the profession, that they don't. So then I pulled out this Rav Moshe, and Rav Nemetzel said, the minag is like the Gesher HaChaim. He was quite adamant. He said, even though Rav Moshe says he doesn't understand it, I think Rav Nemetzel was concerned, what the Gesher HaChaim's concern, that if you would tell people to start doing Kriya, it would discourage them for the tipul, and therefore there isn't a chiyuv. Rav Miller Shlita had a brilliant solution. Rav Tzvi, you got to share this in the medical ward. Rav Miller Shlita pointed out an amazing, amazing halacha. Then Sif Beis, we learned the following halacha. We've been assuming, like the way the Mechaber says, and that is that the kriya has to be done around the chest area, and you're not allowed to tear in an area that's what's referred to as min hatzadim, on the side, or bishulei habeget, at the hem, at the bottom hem of the beget. However, the Rama writes the following: v'yesh omrim in sif beis. Take a look. Im sheyotze im korea bishulei habeget. Unfortunately, Rabosai, in the time of the Rama, it was so common for people to be born and die that the Rama said that the custom was, and people didn't have a lot of clothing, that they would not tear kriya for sharkrovim, except for avivimo. They wouldn't ruin their shirt. They wouldn't ruin their jacket. What they would do, it wasn't so clear to me from the Rama, but Rav Miller explained to me, what they would do was they would tear the bottom of their shirt that they would put then back into their pants. This way they didn't lose their shirt. That was the matzav in the generation. That's what the Rama said. By the way, you know how old the Rama was when he passed away? 40, 41. It's Pachat B'chadim. The Shach was 39. I already passed that, and it's Pachat B'chadim. Anyhow, so
Rebbe's 40.
So I told her to tell. Okay, not for now. For the Musrishim, was I. So that's something interesting to say about that. Anyhow, so the Rama suggests that you could tear from the bottom of the beged. So Rav Miller suggested that that's what should be done. Rav Miller thinks that what a doctor should do if he's there b'shas yitzias neshama, what a nurse should do is to tear on the bottom of the beged. In such a case, then he doesn't have to get a new shirt. But then he said the person would go around that beged. So if they tore. Unfortunately, they were there for a Shas Tzitzis Hashem, they tear here. And then if they were there another time, a Shas Tzitzis Hashem, it could be that there were, a doctor Ben Torah would have many times this shirt.
But that doesn't really help nurses.
Right. Which reminds me that we did not discuss in the Shulchan Aruch, that the Shulchan Aruch describes the difference between tearing for a man and a woman. The Mechaber writes in Shin Mem Sif Yud Aleph, you're right, it would not help for a nurse, I mean, it depends. It depends what the nurse is wearing. There's no halacha megalas libo. So, what the nurses wear is they wear like this. What do you call the lab coat? Something similar to a lab coat. So, if she's wearing a shirt underneath that, and it's a shirt that could be tucked in, so then in such a case, she'd be able to do it. But if it's done both in snua, the Shulchan Aruch says, Echad ish ve'echad isha shavim l'inin kriya, they're the same halacha, el ish isha karas ha-tafton, u'machzires l'achre, v'chazeres v'karas ha-elyon. So a woman would tear the lower beged first when it comes to avi v'imo, would tear the lower beged first, and then turn that around, and then tear the upper beged. But if it could be, and the same halacha would apply for a nurse, if it could be done in a more tzniustik way. Rav Nevinsa was not machmir for this. Rav Miller found that Rav Moshe's argument was quite strong. That's in regards to the kriya that doesn't have a velus, b'shas tzias neshama. What about another halacha mefureshes that the Gemara discusses in a few places, and that is kriya al rabo muva. So the truth is that it's not only Rabbo Muvok. The simple reading of Shulchan Aruch, as some of the Avreichim were discussing yesterday, in Simin Shin Mem Siv Zayin, is that one tears for a Chacham. Says the Mechaber, Al Chacham, Al Tam, Al Chacham, Shesholin also Dvar Alocha, B'chol Mokom. Va'omra korin alav afil la'achar kfura biyom shmoa imutoch shoshim yom v'korei alav b'shasa speda. V'korin alav ad shemigal nesligo v'kvarnogu talmi achon v'chol mokum v'kro azal zet tefach afo b'shem shavim v'ein echamem lamez chavero v'yesh orim she'ein korin al-chochem elum kein hu rabo o shiyodim ashmusav. So the Mechaber says that a Talmid Chacham who knows halacha b'chol makom, so then one would tear on any Chacham or Talmid Chacham that falls into that category. And the Mechaber says that if Chas v'Chalila, one of the Chevra in a Beis Medrash passes away, then in such a case as well you would tear Kriya. The Ramah says that we only tear for a Chacham who's his Rebbe, or you learned something from him. So, simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, let's go for Ashkenazim first, according to the Ramah, is that if it's someone you learned something from, or it's your Rebbe, even if it's not your Rebbe, Muvak, it means even if you read from his Svarim, so then in such a case, there would be a Chiyuv of Kriya. That's the biggest Kula that we have on the books in the Shulchan Aruch. And I mentioned that the Mechaber is even more Machmir. However, the Shach concludes in Sifkatan Yud Zayin that this halacha unfortunately does not apply today. Says the Shach, because unfortunately we don't have real Talmidei Chachamim. What qualifies as a real Talmid Chacham? The lo nikra Talmid Chacham el kishiyodei advar halacha b'chol makom v'afilu b'meseches kala. Only if he knows all halachos, even meseches kala. Very interesting play on the fact that Kala is, of course, the halachos of Sheva Brachas. And the Rambam, by the way, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, says that Moshe was Mesakein Avelus and Sheva Brachas. And here we speak about Afilu Meseches Kala. Either way, unfortunately, such a Talmid Chacham, Shach says, already doesn't exist in the Shach's days. Kavachomer, Bemenoshel Kavachomer, doesn't apply today. Hence, the Minig Yisrael is not even to follow what the Ramah describes, and Kriya is not done on a Chacham. Now, Mi'ikr Dedina, from the Gemara, it's not even on a Chacham or a Talmud Chacham. It's even on an Adam Kosher. Writes the Mechaber in Sivvav, Al Adam Kosher Shein Achosh Al Shum Aveira. So then, in such case, also the mitzvah of Kriya. However, the Ramah concludes the Minig is not to tear as well Kriya for him. And the minhag is only b'shas netzias neshama for a person to tear. But if it's b'shas netzias neshama, so then in such a case, a person would tear. However, there is an individual who one does not sit shiva, according to most rishon, does not sit avelus, that one does tear, and that is actually two individuals in the Shulchan Aruch, and halacha l'maisa even, and that is Rabbo Muvak, as well as Nasi and Av Bezdin. Rabbo Muvak appears in Sivches. The Mechaber writes, "Al Rabbo Shirov Chachmasa Menu in Mikra Mikra Mishnah Mishnah Gemara Gemara Korea Kol Begadav Ad Shemegala Libo." So Machlokis Rishonim, do you tear like Shar Krovim or do you tear Ad Shigalas Libo? It would seem to me, I did not verify this from other Sfarim, but it would seem to me the Mechaber Paskins like the Stam and Yesh Omer. The Stam is that he tears like Ovev Imo. The Yesh Omrim is like Shar Krovim. It would seem to me that what comes out from the Mechaber is he tears on the left side, Achi Yigala Libo, for Rabbo Muvak. Now, what qualifies as Rabbo Muvak? So, that, the Mechaber said, is if he learned Rov Chachmaso. What does Rov Chachmaso mean? It doesn't mean literally the majority of his Chachma, says the Mechaber. In Mikra, Mikra, Mishnah, Mishnah, Gemara, Gemara. In a few instances, Rav Neman Tzal Shlita has emphasized to me that a person could have a few Rabbo Muvaks. He could have a Rabbo Muvak who taught him Tanakh. He could have a Rabbo Muvak that taught him Gemara. He could have a Rabbo Muvak that taught him Mishnah. Not only that, Rav Nevinzal is also of the opinion, that's just simply reading the Mechaber well. Rav Nevinzal also has another chiddush, and that is someone who put you on your feet. In other words, someone who taught you how to read Gemara really well. So then in such a case, even if most of the Gemara you know is not from him, nevertheless that will also have a din Rabbi Muvak. Rav Nevinzal told me, I believe I wrote down his name, I don't remember his name. Rav Nevinzal told me a Rebbe that he had in high school who he believed put him on his feet for Gemara. And he said that he should have torn Kriya when he heard he passed away, and he regrets that he did not tear Kriya for him. So that would be this halacha of Rabbi Muvak. So if a Rebbe who had a profound influence on an individual, whether it be Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, so then in such a case, one would tear Kriya. The Ramah has a few additions, but basically this is the rule of thumb of Rabbi Muvak, and that halacha still applies today, and it would seem to me that Stam Yesh Omrim, that one would tear on the left side, Ad Sheigala Libo. In Sif Yud Zayin, we have the halacha of Nasi and Av Bezdin. Many people are not aware of this. Says the Mechaber in Sif Yud Zayin, Nasi today would be a manig, in some instances a Rosh Yeshiva. It could very well be Talmidim in a yeshiva, who the Rosh Yeshiva is the one who built the yeshiva, was Mashpia, influenced the entire yeshiva. Even if they didn't hear Shiurim from the Rosh Yeshiva, the effect was one that which is profound. So then in such a case, or what's referred to today as a manig hadar, the term gedolim is a little bit amorphic for me. If you notice, I generally don't use that term. But a manig hadar as well could very well be, would apply for a nasi. I think the classic example would be the hashpa that Chacham Avadia Zatzal had on the tremendous tzibur in Eretz Yisrael. There were many people who tore who tore Kriya when Chacham Avadia Zatzal passed away. So in such a case, a nas, let's just see it inside. Wait, just a second, then Bli Nedar, I'll get back to you. Nasi Dom Alav L'Chalitzas Katef L'Krami B'Chutz. He had that the Kriya would be done like Kriya Al Aviv. L'Achli Kol HaKorim Al-Chacham Shemes, etc., etc. Alav Bezdin, the same halacha, also applies. Alav Bezdin as well. So whether it be a Nasi or Av Bezdin, Nasi seems to be more of a manig. Av Bezdin today would be also described as a posek hador. Sometimes the two go together. In such a case, Kriya would be done. I asked Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, you influenced me to ask him, whether he tore Kriya in such an instance. He told me that he tore when he was younger, he did tear Kriya when the Chazon Ish passed away, even though he did not have much of a kesher with the Chazon Ish. He said he was only zelchah to speak to him a couple of times, but nevertheless, the hargosha was that a nasi, and that he qualified for him at the time as his manig, and therefore there is a makor in halacha for a person to be korea for a nasi av bezdin. It's a little bit difficult today. Today we don't have exactly that term, but particularly in communities that are more insular. So let's say you have someone in Skver. Skver has a Bezdin. They have the Av Bezdin. So in such a case, someone in that community, Mikra Dedina, the community should tear Kriya, it would seem to me, should tear Kriya if the Av Bezdin passed away. I asked him if he tore when Rav Yashiv passed away. It's well known that many Shadrachs of Nevinsel would not answer if Rav Yashiv already had an opinion in this regard. He would just say that Rav Yashiv said this. He said he didn't tear Kriya, to which I speculated, which he referred to, he refused to respond to my speculation. I said that is it the reason that the Chazon Ish you looked at as your man, and Rav Yashiv was someone who you deferred to him psak, but he wasn't, you know, he was much closer in age. You didn't look at him as your Nasi or your Bezdin. So he didn't. He sort of nodded, but he didn't want to respond to that assessment. You know, there's a difference between another posik deferring to another posik as opposed to looking at him as the nasi, as the manig. It's hard to know to where to draw the line, even for us in our own sibur, what qualifies as the nasi and av bezdin. That's also something that's not clear. But no question that, leaving aside the halacha of nasi and av bezdin, no question that when it comes to these two halachas, that everybody should be zelcha to have Rabu Shirov Chachmaso Mimenu, where a person should have different rabbeim where there was zelcha to get chachma from. Okay, there was a question here.
I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
If you did Kriya and you weren't supposed to, is that a bad thing?
Yes. Tosfos says, the question was if you do Kriya on something that you're not supposed to. Tosfos discusses in the context of someone who tears Achi Yigala Libo, when the chiyuv was only tefach. Sharkrov, the chiyuv is tefach. Galilibo is further. That's even further down. So Tosfos discusses in the halachas, we haven't discussed at all, these are all halachas in Shulchan Aruch, what happens if he was b'toch havelos, had to have a new kriya. Does he tear the same thing more? Does he do two separate kriyas? These are halachas that are not as common but are halachos that come up. So there, in that context, Tosis raises that there is a shaila bal tashkis of tearing more. So therefore, if a person has a suffix of whether to tear or not, they should ask a shaila. If a person thinks that they're chayiv, then in such a case they should, because at the end of the day, there's room to argue that it's not bal tashkis. If they went through the halach and they thought it out, and they're mesupik, so then in such a case, then one would, especially because we said Hilchos HaKameikel Bavel doesn't apply in regards to Kriya.
Also, say the person's not going to keep wearing the shirt, not going to be so sure, probably.
Right, but that's a reason not to tear, if he's not chayiv in the first place.
From between the tefach and the gavel.
Oh, yeah, but I was talking about, it sounded like from that the questioner was asking,
right.
What happens if he's not sure if it's his nasi abezin, or whether this qualifies Rabba Muvok, or it doesn't qualify as Rabba Muvok, so that would be, yeah.
What's the Gelim Marsha one more time, please?
As I said a while ago.
Yes.
Okay.
I remember.
So, in one sentence, the Gilui Marsha says that if you want to change your beged, the halacha is that you're allowed to, and then tear.
After you hear the Shmua. So you see the Shmua, like, whoop, I don't want to rip this, take this off, put that in.
Yeah, that's what the Gilui Marsha says.
Okay.
I think the instance where it'll come up more often is where...
The Chumra. I've only heard the Chumra on that.
Yeah. I saw the Pnei Baruch quotes this halacha. Yes, Yisra.
Just going back also.
This is the record longest shir. Yeah, go ahead.
Rav Nevensal, I think very separate from Nevensal's reason is that someone's job, so he wouldn't have to tear Kriya.
Right.
But say, so what about someone who's just there at Shas? You see that?
Right. Rav Nevensal only gave the heter for Rofe and soldier. That was in the conversation. That was what he answered to me. When I asked about that. But that's a very good question. Because for others, I would recommend, I think Rav Miller's Eitz is a brilliant pshara in terms of, you know, I think it makes a lot of sense. Finally, there's one more kriya, and that is kriya al shmos ros. The Mechaber says in the end of Simen Shin Mem, in Sif Lamed Vav, through Lamed Ches, the halachos... If it wasn't late, it would be nice to get involved also with the halachos of Kriya, which comes up, Kriya al Yerushalayim, and Kriya b'Churban, and so on and so forth. I'll tell you shortly, maybe when we'll get to it, but there is another area of halacha without avelos, and that is those Kriyas Hashemos Ros. By the way, when I say without avelos, it's very interesting. Just go back to one point. The Taz does raise in Sifkat and Dalit that there are some opinions that say that a person is supposed to sit a small nihuge avelus al rabba muvok as well. I mentioned that these are all kriyas which don't have avelus. There is such a shita that the Taz brings down in the name of the rokeach, that a person sits a short avelus al rabbo. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Miller did not take that approach in terms of halacha lemaisa, but there is such a shita in the Taz, that a person would sit on the floor for a short period of time, like the case of a Shmuel Rechoka, that a person sits for a small period of time. Now, Zorlin Yanein, regards to Kriya Shmuel Sroz, of course, Shmuel Sroz does not have the halachos of Avelus, and what are Shmuel Sroz? The Mechaber writes, Korin al Shmuel Sroz, Kegon Shnikbitzu, Rov Atzibur L'Mechama, V'Shama Shnagful L'Fnei Aveim, Afil Nergu El Amiut Behen, V'Adinim Holchu B'Shevi. Unfortunately, we've become so, I don't know what the word is, disjointed from the front here in Eretz Yisrael, that unfortunately, I don't know if we live this enough, and that is, halacha is that one's supposed to be korea on Shmuel's Rose, chas v'chalila, there's an ambush, but notice the lashon on the mechaber is, to be precise, is shenikbitzu rov atzibur lemelchama. So there has to be, in this case, quite a significant mobilization of rov atzibur lemelchama. And rov atzibur lemelchama is mobilized, and chas v'chalil, a few soldiers are killed. So then, in such a case, there would be kriya shmuel's ros. It's an interesting question. Whether, I don't know, Rav Tzvi, if you know from your father-in-law, whether people tore Kriya in 73. It could very well be. In 73, it would qualify Shnikbitzu Rovat Sibur. And there is, and there was certainly more Shenogfu, that Shamu Shenogfu wasn't a miut Shenogfu of Nei Oveim. But in such a case... That's right. From the simple reading from the Mechaber is that it would need to be Shnikbitzu Rovat Sibur L'Mochama. That's a simple reading. But I don't know these halachas well enough. I don't have the schus to speak. I'm not involved with a tzibur that is osik with this. I haven't learned from my rabbeim. I don't know halacha lemaisa about how this goes, but this is the basic halacha, and that is Shmuel's Ros of Rov Atzibur Lemulchama v'shamu shenok v'lefnei avem. In terms of Sif Lamed Zayin, so then the Mechaber says as follows: Hashomea Birchas Hashem v'afilu Birchas Hakinui v'kroa v'hushi yishme'enu miYisrael v'afilu shomea me'ed me'hech birch ploni chayev l'kroa. Another time to tear kriya would be in a case of where someone's mekalo chas v'chalila. So then, in such a case, a person tears kriya as well as harei sefer Torah shenisraf o tefillin or tefillin megillah achas me'anevim or me'aksuvim korea shtei kriya. So we'll leave aside. I'll explain briefly. Chas v'chalila, if a sefer Torah is burned, so then in such a case, two kriyas are torn, and that is the reason why two are done. Is one is due to the Gevil that has been destroyed, as well as the osios that Chazal say are parech bavir, two kriyas are done. So this is important to know, that there are halachos of kriya on Shmuel's Ros. One is shenik bitzu rov atzibur, and again, I wasn't ma'ayin too much into what the hagdar of shenik bitzu rov atzibur is. It requires more iyun. And the other is a kriya of giduf. Just to point out to you that this halacha is halacha lemaisa. I have a startling thing that comes again from Rav Nevensal, comes from the Sichot of Rav Nevensal in the end of Sefer Vayikra. In the end of Sefer Vayikra, in the Sichot, Rav Nevensal tore Kriya once Barabin for Gidu. It's an absolutely fascinating story that's it's in the back of your booklet as well. Page Shin Samach Ches. It was actually this time of year. It was, unfortunately, the municipality of Yerushalayim on Yom Yerushalayim had decided to put up on the, like they have it today, the light shows, right? So they put a light show on the walls of Yerushalayim, and they put a cross for all denominations. They put a cross and Magen David and I guess, what do they have, the crescent, whatever they have. And they put them all on the walls on Yom Yerushalayim. So both Rav Katz Shlita and Rav Nevensal gave sichot about how terrible it was. And Rav Nevensal went so far as to say that it was mamish giduf, that to put the cross up, that it was mamish, had he thought, could very well have the din of Birchas Hashem. He gave a sicha. In the sicha, he concludes real, real charifus, where he says that the only time it appears in Tanakh, the term Yom Yerushalayim, this is real kanos, is the Zechar Hashem Livnei Adamus Yom Yerushalayim Ha'omrim Oru Oru Ada Yisodba. So that was a shtickle charifus against Yom Yerushalayim. So he said that it was Oru Oru Ada Yisodba. He said it qualifies as Giduf, he thinks. And he concluded the Sicha. He started saying psukim from Eicha. And then he tore Kriya and made the bracha of Dayino Emes. So then he told Rav Yosef, who wrote the Sichot afterwards, that he was Masufak, that since it wasn't Mamish Giduf, so therefore he didn't say B'Shem Malchus. But he tore Kriya. I'm just saying this out because that there is a notion of, unfortunately, Giduf even exists today. Unfortunately, Giduf even exists today in Birchas Hashem. Even exists today. Yom Yerushalayim, I believe, is a very, very special day. Rav Nevensal was just making a point that if this is what Yom Yerushalayim is, if there's anybody that appreciates the Ichud of Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, Rav Nevensal himself, who ran, he left Mir Yeshiva and he ran to the old city to be there, but that he was just bringing out a point that if that's what Yom Yerushalayim is, so Yom Yerushalayim could also be Aru Aru Ada Yisodba, and there is such a notion of Birchas Hashem, and unfortunately, those are times that one would tear Kriya. The last set of halachos, maybe we'll discuss of Shmuel's Ros, of Kriya, we'll discuss maybe at the end of the Zman, and that is we have in the halachos of the 3 weeks and the 9 days, we also have in Orachaim the halachos of Aroa or Yehuda Bechorbanim, which also have reference, a nod over here. The second to last halacha in Shin Mem, Sif Lamiches, Haroya Ari Yehuda Becherbanon, or Yerushalayim or Beis HaMikdash. There are many halachos in regards to tearing Kriya when going in Yerushalayim, as well as Ari Yehuda. So if I would like, if you guys don't stone me for going so long each shir, because we don't have that much time in Hilchos Avelus, so then what I would like to do is try to get everything done until the last shir, and have one more shir on the halachas of the 3 weeks and the 9 days, as well as maybe we'll get in some halachas of Aroya or Yehuda Becharbana. Mirtz Hashem, next time, what we will continue with is we're going to pick up Mirtz Hashem Simin Shin Ayin Hey. These are halachas that are really very much halach lamaisa, and that is Emasai Maschil HaAvelus. Unfortunately, we're not able to do all the simanim. We're going to pick up with Simin Shin Ayin Hey.
We're skipping all the simanim.
That's right. All the simanim, the simanim up until there are basically the halachas of Kohen and being Metame Lemesim and so on and so forth. That's our Mesorah here. Is that we don't have time to do it. Mitzvah, one day maybe we'll do Hilchos Nida for a year, and we'll spend a half a year in Hilchos Avel, so we'll be able to do that. Although there are a lot of halachos. That Mitzvah is what we're going to pick up from there. Shin Ayin Hey, and then we're going to go to Shin Pei. That's the Masorah over here.
Next year, not one of the doctors. Next year's one.
Shin Ayin Hey. Mitzvah.
Yes, I still don't.